Hello, this is Narnia Nevilia, and you are listening to A Casual Stroll to Mordor.
You are listening to A Casual Stroll to Mordor, a hardcore look at Lotro from a casual point of view. A Casual Stroll to Mordor is brought to you by Typefrag.com. Use the code 2MORDOR on checkout and get 25% off your first month. We're also brought to you by Doghouse Systems. Use the code 2MORDOR on checkout and get a $25 gift certificate to Jinx.com.
And welcome to episode 113 with your hosts of Casual Stroll to Mordor, Merrick and Goldenstar. And what did you do this week?
Okay, I told you I wanted to do a CSTM morning show for April Fools, which is in April. What is today?
April?
No, wrong. Thanks for ruining everything.
It's just a preview. See, nobody would have ever known.
No, because I had to say something because you sounded ridiculous. I had to ruin it.
And you did, so you have nobody to blame except you.
That's what I get for telling you anything, because I know you only half listen.
No, I knew you were doing it, but we still could have gotten away with it if you just hadn't had a little rant. But you had to have a little rant, and so we.
I wanted to save it for April Fools. I did. Now we can't do it.
Oh, so what did you do? What did you do this week?
I'm still upset. You go first.
Okay. So my warden is now 50. I got it on doing skirmishes. Oh, I'm not good at the warden. I've decided. I'm not good at it.
You decided that a couple weeks ago, I thought.
Yeah, I'm not very good at it. You know what it is? Part of it is that you get to level 40-ish, and you've been playing one way, and then they want you to do masteries.
Okay.
And it's just like, well, okay, I guess I can play something completely different.
Are they like class deeds? Do you have to do the
masteries? Legendary deeds.
Okay.
Yeah. I guess once I get that figured out, kind of, I don't know. It depends. I'm not sure how well that's going to last for very long. Obviously.
You're not going to take them to 75 then?
Well, I don't know. I haven't decided.
You don't like him or you just.
He's the first one that I've considered abandoning.
Really?
Yeah.
Because when you were like younger with him, you were like, I can't wait to get on my warden.
I know. I've gotten to the point where I just like, I don't know if he is what I want to play anymore. So, I don't know. The whole thing is kind of, it's all falling apart.
Is it because I've been making you group with him? Is that ruining it?
It's ruining it in the fact that I find out how bad I am at it.
Krell, that's a good point. What do you think of, well, we'll talk about the update 5 stuff, but do you think that that would make you want to try it again?
Maybe. I don't know. It's possible. I mean, it could be the fact that he does die a lot. I mean, I was playing.
Doesn't he have that? I thought wardens didn't die because they have that suck
never
life
surrender
leech thing.
Well, that's part of the problem that we'll talk about later, is that that's not scaling very well.
Well, maybe they shouldn't be able to heal themselves to full. I'm just saying. From a minstrel's point of view, I like to have stuff to do occasionally.
I also don't have conviction, which is like the big granddaddy of them all. But
oh, is that a legendary?
No, it's just level 58.
Oh, it's up there, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't know that.
I was hoping it was like level 50, but that's dark before dawn. So, no, he's not bad. It's just that, you know, I really can understand why wardens were upset about not having snap aggro. Because not that Sodom does a bad job. He does a fantastic job.
Right.
But it is kind of aggravating to watch him as a guardian get instant aggro while I have to work for it. So.
Yeah. Az never complained about it.
No, but
he would just be like, don't hit it right away, guys.
Yeah. Yeah. He had a rule where you had to wait for 2 yells and then you could attack it.
Mm-hmm. Which is a good rule.
It is
as a good long rule. As everybody knows the rule, it's fine.
and I can see how that's possible with 2 different masteries, and that you could hit that off pretty quick. I can see how you could do it. So I just don't know. I'm just not real hot on it, and it also kind of feels a little bit, as far as like the dumb group goes, it feels a little inefficient to have him with Sodom doing such a good job.
Yeah, Sodom does a wonderful job.
Yeah, so.
But he's going on vacation.
Yeah, I know. I have to play my warden now.
Yeah, you're going to, like, trial by fire, you're going to have to learn how to tank on your warden.
Okay, guys. Just watch. If I don't die in the first 30 seconds, you can join.
Do we have to wait for 2 yells?
Yeah.
Because we're not that going would be to. Best.
I know.
You're dumb.
Yeah, I know. Who's the rune keeper? He doesn't wait for anybody.
Obidum?
Obidum.
He's in the chat room right now.
Obidum, you blast everything. And, like, it's crazy. It's just like, I mean, it's funny. Like, every other fight, there's a rune keeper running a mob to the tank.
Well, yeah. He kind of plays how I played my mage.
It's not bad. He does a good job.
No, he's fine. When I played my mage in WoW, I was like, if you don't pull something in 2 seconds, the mage is going to pull it, and you don't want the mage to pull it.
Right. No, the dumb group does fantastic. It's one of the better groups that I've ever been a part of when I get a chance to play with them. They're absolutely fantastic. It just feels like when in that group, there's something else that could be fulfilling a better job or doing a better job.
I don't do a
great
felt, job.
I felt I'm like just... the lore master helped a lot. Especially applying, even if it's just getting power.
I know what lore masters do because I was present for the lore master roundtable, but I still don't know. You stand in the back and you suck power out of things, and then you wave your arms a lot, and then your eagle screams.
Right. I was just giving debuffs, doing a little bit of damage, and supplying power. That's pretty much what I was doing. There really wasn't a lot of mezzing to be done, except for the troll area, so. Well, which you did most of.
Yes. Well, I'm used to doing it. I'm usually the mezzer. And then Opidum every once in a while goes and stuns it because
right.
Hoppy will break the mezz.
Yeah. No, I thought I thought that it really did.
Thank you. Opidum says he likes Golden Star better anyway.
Yeah. He said that they used to have a lore master, but she got bored and left or something like that.
Oh, did they?
Which is weird.
Oh, okay.
So, but no, they like Golden Star better anyway. Of course you do. She's fun.
Oh, so I took the place of the Lore Master. That's fine.
Yeah. No, and I think that the Lore Master does a little bit better. I mean, it does a little bit of DPS and it can help out, so why not?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And, you know, there's an additional res, so yay for resing.
Right.
And it gives me a chance to play a little bit.
Well, we already have a lot of resers.
True.
We have a captain, a minstrel, and a runekeeper.
Well, I was told that I could play a duplicate class, but they would prefer not to have a duplicate class.
Well, right. What's the point?
Right. So, unless you have captains, I'm
there. Unless you want to play a burglar, and that way it looks like I'm doing a whole lot of stuff.
Okay.
Because they're like, hey, there's all those tricks and stuff happening on the monster. The burglar's doing her job.
No, I totally would have actually played my hunter, actually. Because I wouldn't mind getting it up to where he could work on some rep, but...
Mm.
Nah,
Lady Dumb does a good job.
Yeah, Lady Dumb's fine. So, and then the champion is actually up to 64. I'm on the last area of quest area of Mirkwood. Thalangulad, whatever.
Is that the ballista one?
Yes.
I like that one.
Well, I'm not up to that part, but...
Oh.
I'm up to the part where you start, it's like, hey, why don't you go check out those Cargul sentries that are scattered all over the place.
Sounds like a really bad idea.
Why don't you go and blow up a bunch of ballistas in places heavily armed by orcs that are 300 meters that way. Hey, why don't you, dude? I got, like, stuff to do.
How about it's, you know, you come with me. It's just over there. We can see them from here.
Why don't you go into this heavily armed fort and pick up some fire pots? Yeah, because I got killed in the face when I went and did it. That's why I don't want to do it anymore. You know, if it wasn't for the Miladrum rep, which I'm already ally on.
Is it, are they, I mean, it sounds difficult. Are they group quests? Or are they?
No, they're not. They're just, it's such a low populated area now that like all the orcs are spawned. And there's signatures thrown in with a normal. It's just kind of a pain. And everything's yellow because I'm 64, but everything's like 65 or higher. So, I don't know if the Miladrum Steed is worth it anymore.
I have gotten to Kindred with all the other elves. If I just get to Kindred with the Galadrum, the Miladrum, which one is it?
Miladrum.
The Miladrum. I'll get that world renowned horse. I can't do it. I don't want to be in Mirkwood.
Yeah, I didn't mind it. It went pretty quickly, but I just got to say on that last one, if it wasn't for, like, wanting to open those skirmishes, I probably would have taken off right now. But I think my plan is now is I'm going to focus on the epic quest, get that done, and then I'll just head on to Enidwythe, because Enidwythe is open, it's sunny, it has a lot of black wolves and goats and demon goats and stuff like that.
Demon goats!
But you know what? I didn't mind it that much. Except for that stupid cave with the wolves in it. Stupid cave with the wolves in it stinks. It does. Because those big wolves.
It says that on the map. Stupid cave and the wolf with the wolves in it.
This is a stupid cave. You will probably die in it. It's dumb. We're sorry.
You discover it. You have discovered Stupid Cave with the Wolves.
Yeah. So, yeah, and it's been pretty quick. I mean, the only disappointment, though, is that I still haven't gotten... Okay, so I went through Moria, and I got some legendary items. And I leveled them up to 31. And then I deconned them. By the time they were 31, I was level 60. And I wanted level 61 legendary items. Well, all of the... and I kind of wondered if this would happen, but all of the legacies that came off the other ones will only work on level 60 plus. So I had to throw them all away. I basically just trashed them all.
Oh, no.
Well, no, I deconned them, but I just trashed the legacies. So I figure if I really wanted the legacies, we'll see what happens this time around, but it's going to happen again. I'm going to get them up to 65 and then I'll just have to get 65s. That's what I'll do this time. I won't get 61. I'll just get 60, level 65 legendary items. I'll pluck the legacies I want on them. And then when I get to whatever it is, I'll figure out if I want to keep those legacies or not. So it just hasn't been as fast as I would like to. But I do have an old tip on how to get a whole bunch of gems, which I'm going to take a look at.
Pro tip.
Yes, pro tip. That might be coming in a blog post later.
Oh, okay.
So I just got to test it out and make sure it's working. But it seems like it's pretty solid. And it'll be a good way to get rid of some barter items that I want to get rid of.
Like what?
I can't tell. That might give away the hint.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh. You almost got me.
Yeah, with my super sly question.
You almost got me, Golden Star. So what have you been up to this week?
Well, we went to Urgarth with the Dumbs this week. It was my first time. Have you ever been in Uro before?
That was my first time in Uro.
I thought, well, maybe Az brought us here. And I got inside and I'm like, it looks a little familiar because it's just like, you know, orcs and Ingmarish architecture. And then we were like going through and I'm like, yeah, I've never been here before. None of this seems familiar to me. So it was my first time. I was very excited. We finished it. We killed everything. And we did great. I got my burglar items for my class quest thingy, whatever they are. The badges of stupid stuff and the whatever. I forget what they're called. But anyway. But yeah, we did that. So I think that we're going to probably try Cairn Doom next.
Yeah. Yeah.
Happy made me laugh his emails. We're going to try Cairn Doom. And he's like, it's even named after us because it's spelled D-U-M.
No, Uro was a lot of fun. You guys actually got me some of the major class items. That was very nice of you guys.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. For your warden.
For a warden.
Yes.
So,
but your lore master joined us.
Lore master already had everything.
Okay. Yes. Yeah. So I had my stuff, so that's good. And they're like, you've never been in here before? They thought that I've never gotten my class items. They're like, did you just skirmish for it? And I'm like, yes.
Yeah.
That's exactly what. Actually, I make Merrick skirmish for my class items.
They're tradable.
I'm like, go get me my, I need a badge of whatever.
And badge of command. And I know what they are. Yeah. The badge of command.
Yeah, so I have gotten my things before. I've just never been in Uru before. And in other news, just right before the show, I got my burglar to 50.
Hey, congratulations.
Thank you.
Well, it's been a busy day for you.
Yes. And the thing is, I don't know why it was so painful. I went to Eregion because that way I figured I'm going to kill all the half-orcs there. Right. And maybe I can finish a D because I did finish one of my legendaries.
Oh, good. Congratulations.
I'm missing a page for each of them. And so one of them dropped, but not the one that Opidum told me I need. Which,
aww.
Yeah. But, so I'm working in there, and I'm like, it's still taking me for flipping ever to get to 50. Like,
right.
For flipping ever. I'm using my cheater stone.
Yeah, yeah.
And I used, for some reason, I must just send any lottery winnings to my burglar because she has a whole bag of just like experience boost, dread removal, like item wear reduction tomes.
Oh, really? Oh, cool.
I've never bought these.
Oh, that was in the starter pack. Yeah, that was in that. Hey, we've got the store. Here's a lottery for it.
Oh, okay. So she has a ton of those. And so I've been popping the experience boosters as well. So I got the 25% boost. I got the tome boost. And for the one night I was doing it, we had the Quiet Calm from the Moors.
Oh, nice.
So I'm like, oh, I'm totally going to get it tonight. I didn't. And I was playing as hard as I could. So I, for some reason, getting to 50 was difficult for me. But I did it.
Good job. It goes faster in Moria when you have your cheat stone. Oh, wait, you're going to have to take your cheat stone off.
Yeah, I'm going to have to take my cheat stone off eventually. I'm probably not going to be right away.
Because she's dumb. And she forgot to.
No. And I even have a burglar's something something. So dumb. Got one. Like a pocket item that's just for burglars.
Oh. Well, very cool.
Yeah, it was pretty neat.
So I wasn't going to tell you this, but you reminded me. You know how I said, oh, we'll go run stupid frost skirmish.
Stupid.
Icy crevasse.
Yeah, okay.
And I was like, and we'll get your, you know, get your stuff. And you're like, oh, that's all right. Pages just don't drop for me.
Yeah.
I went in there and tried that this one week. Yeah, about the third bowl, I got my last legendary.
I know that they drop because I've gotten one in there when we tried it as the Duns group. I got a page drop in there. It's just, I can't, it's getting those last pages. I only need two. I need one for each of the other two legendaries, and they just aren't dropping.
Yeah, that was the last one for my last legendary and my warden.
Oh, that's nice.
Bull Roar's Charge, or Boy, or something, I don't know.
Whatever, it's called the Stupid I Hate You because you got the last page stupid skill.
Yeah, I don't know, I got lucky on those, but I'm serious, you will get a Memoria. I would be very surprised if you didn't get a Memoria.
I don't want a Memoria. I want them now.
Okay. Abracadabra, you have them.
Opidum says I need the exposed throat.
Here is a page. You are welcome to have it. Exposed throat is actually very good.
I wish it was that easy. If I could just yell at an NPC, I'd be like, I need it.
I need it.
And they're like, oh, fine. God.
I need that. Yeah, so you can be like Baby Hobbit. All right.
I need it. She's looking through the Toys R Us book. I need it. I need this.
That's my little girl. Okay, so that's enough about us, I think. We will. Let's go ahead and step into Town Crier.
Okay.
And now, the town crier.
In official news, Turbine has died.
They're busy on something because there were no news.
Yeah,
I can tell you that much.
We know that there's going to be a December update. Well, at least that's their target plan. I doubt that they are in a position where they will push back any updates anymore. So I'm guessing they've got their nose down and they're going for it. So in wild speculation, they are breeding monkeys with wings. They are...
Ooh, I didn't like that in Wizard of Oz, to be true. Like, the flying monkeys, like, scarred me when I was young. I did not like that part. And, of course, my family, who finds it funny when you're scared of stuff.
Yes, your family lives on that.
Was like, the flying monkeys are coming.
They are also going to introduce candy swords as a new...
I will totally get one. Oh my gosh. I just... They'll be like, go start fight. I ate my sword. I have to get another one.
And in completely unrelated news, they will be releasing panda pets to everybody for no certain reason whatsoever.
Panda pets, that fits with the Lotro lore.
Okay, so in actual official news, this is the final weekend for the Fall Festival.
Yes, the Fall Festival is until November 7th, so Monday. Actually, to be fair, it probably will still be open on Tuesday morning, but it shuts down around 10 a.m.
Okay.
So, but don't give that as an excuse to wait to the last minute.
Yeah.
If you want your stuff, this is your last chance. Go to the vendors, spend your tokens, get the things that you wanted.
Camp that chest.
Camp your chest for the last couple days. And then the tokens don't expire.
They do not.
So if you don't use them, just throw them in your vault. You can use them next festival. But the vendors will disappear, so you cannot spend them until next fall festival.
And there was a blog post by Orion on Warden alterations. He is making some changes to the Wardens. He admits that he has left them in kind of a tight spot right now. HOTS will scale with level. Just so you know, HOTS were not scaling with damage. So
Do they have more than one HOT?
They do.
Okay.
They have a lot of...
HOT is heal over time.
Yes.
Go ahead. Sorry.
There's going to be a new statistic that is coming with update 5 called Tactical Mastery Rating. That is going to be... See?
So it's a stat for everybody, but it's really only for Wardens?
No, it's for everybody.
Oh, okay. Well, what does Tactical Mastery Rating mean then?
They're going to be combining Tactical Offense and Outgoing Healing into one rating. Similar to how they combined a bunch of ratings in update 4.
No.
Your tactical and offense and outgoing healing are going to be the same rate, are going to be the same stat now.
I thought we already had that.
No, they're still separate.
Okay, I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. So that's going to be a new skill. So instead of having to worry about offense and outgoing healing, they're just going to be one stat. So that way they can simplify. So that way you can have, think about this, you can have a chess piece that has tactical rating that can be good for DPS if you're a minstrel, or you can switch over to War Speech and it does your offense. So you don't have to worry about switching gear.
DPS is offense.
Okay. Well, you can switch between healing and...
Or I could be a healing minstrel that whacks my club really hard.
I don't think that will matter.
I scream hard.
There you go. Yeah. So you don't have to switch gear. It makes it one thing.
Okay.
Same with Runekeepers. You know, they don't have to keep switching sets.
What about captains? Do they use tactical? Are they more...
Yes. Well, they do. But theirs is all might-based, I believe.
Oh, okay.
And actually, yeah. Wardens are also switching to might. So they won't need to worry about will anymore.
Well, don't they want a power pool?
Well, other than that.
Oh, okay.
But as far as, like, their healing and tactical... Tactical rating. They don't have to worry about that. So, okay, Never Surrender is also being changed again. so that it provides a 5-minute buff. If you drop below 10% health, you'll be healed for 50% of the max morale and 50% of their max power. It only fires once. Then you can be defeated as normal. The skill has a 15-minute cooldown. Aggression's tooltip will be adjusted to be more clear. It takes a significant flat value of nearby fellowship member's threat and transfers it to the warden. I think it had a really funky one that it said, like, group members near you or something like that, nearby.
Yeah, I think that I remember that because I was like...
I read that and I was like...
We discussed that on the show because I said, does that mean that when Az is writing, he's going to be like, I need to use this skill, everybody in, so I can get your egg.
Yeah, it was just kind of weird. Let's see. Deflection is going to be affected by a keen response. And here's an interesting one. Gambit builders, the basic ones, which are like the spear, shield, and fist.
Right.
Not the masteries, will increase their partial block, parry, and evade mitigations by 1%. This effect will last for 10 seconds and can stack up to 5 times. It will raise it. It does have the potential to raise a warden if they are capped at 10% is the cap for that. It can raise it up to 15. So that's a little bit increased defense for you. And a little bonus and a little, you know, way to get you to use your single masteries or your single gambit builders. So a lot of people are being nice and there's a lot of good response. Are people
happy about this or no?
Well, okay. So unfortunately, there's also been a lot of negative people who are just like, Orion, you suck. You suck.
Why?
Because they're jerks.
Oh, well, don't be jerks.
No.
Orion's a person.
Yeah. Orion is awesome. And I think everybody who actually responded to the changes liked him.
Well, that's good.
And then everybody who was being a jerk was just being pretty crappy.
Whatever. So. Go play another game.
Yeah. So.
I have so little tolerance right now.
But yeah. So it's actually been a good discussion on those comments. I want to thank everybody who contributed to them. We had a couple of comments about, you know, wardens being evasion based or, you know, mitigation based or.
Are they changing that?
No.
It's still evasion.
Yeah, correct? It's just people discussing and also, you know, people pointing out that Orion did a really good job. And it's unfortunate how many people are just being complete jerks about it. So, Orion, if you're listening, which you may or not be, I just want to say, I think you did a good job. And I don't think anybody should get on your case because you were maybe a little bit rushed because you were having your first kid.
Yeah, babies. I love babies.
So, you know, you did what you did, and fine. Everybody makes mistakes anyways. Well, I don't even think it's that big of a mistake.
The thing is that it's any game, it's never done. You're always going to alter it. And he is saying, okay, I'm ready to change this now. I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
Well, it's the same old complaints anyways. There's wardens saying, oh, they're taking guardians instead of us. And guardians are saying, oh, they're taking champions and wardens instead of us. And champions are like, we don't want to tank. Why are we tanking? Just kidding. I don't know if that's... I actually haven't checked the... But I will say that a lot of guardians have been saying the same thing that they say all the time, which is, nobody wants us.
Well, maybe you should be a better guardian.
And then wardens are saying, nobody wants us. And champions are going, I don't know, because I haven't checked their...
The champions are saying, shing, shing.
Yeah, they're saying, we're awesome.
Watch
now.
How fast I can kill stuff.
So, yeah, it's just the same thing. And it's unfortunate that, you know, Orion reads those threads and people know it. And they, I don't know. You know, honestly, you guys need to be chilling out because if there's a thread that, you know, customer service knows that you're going to be watching, you can get dinged pretty hard. So be careful with that.
Smoto says he loves tanking with his face, so there are champion tanks.
Yeah, they actually have some really good tools for tanking now. It's really nice. And for those of you who may be interested, Khazad Guard has a blog up with their current builds for DPS and for tanking.
Oh, nice.
Including traits and skills that they... I don't remember the skills, but I know traits for sure. So go take a look at that. They know what they're doing. All right, moving on to store news. What is the weekly store sale that they changed again on you this week?
Yeah, they did. Well, they changed the order. There's a free sample is up first. So the free sample this week is a lesser skill deed boost. This is for your class skill deeds. So, you know, use hide 2 million times, which I got Leaf Walker today.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
Oh, nice.
Super exciting. So, lesser skill deed boost, doubles the thing. So if I hit hide, I would have gotten, 2 advances for Leaf Walker. It also unlocks the cap. So whatever the cap is, say you can only do it 10 times a day. I don't know what it is. It removes that cap. So for as long as that boost is active, you can keep using that skill. This coupon code is BXSDKE. It is available until November 10th. You have to put the item in your cart, use the coupon code at checkout, and it will be free.
Okay, that's good. Anything else going on with the store?
Yes, the stat tomes are on sale for 20% off, which are always something people are excited about.
Stat tomes.
Only tiers 1 through 5 are available. Originally, it said 1 through 4, so if you read the sale early, it said 1 through 4, and they changed it. It's 1 through 5. In other words, just the new tier 6 is not available on sale. Those boost your stat, whatever stat you purchase, by 10 for each tier. That gets a thumbs up, because if you like them, go for it. Runekeeper class is on sale, and the Warden class are on sale, 20% off each. We've seen discounts higher than 20% off. If you have not yet purchased Moria, Moria expansion is still a better deal, because you'll get both the Runekeeper and the Warden, and 2 extra character class. That's for the expansion, not the quest pack. So that's still a better deal. But if you already own Moria, or if you're just starting out and you think you want to try one of these classes, it's not a bad idea just to pick one up.
No, it's not.
Might as well get it on sale, right?
Yeah.
And finally, character slots are on sale. 20% off. This is a great time to pick up a character slot if you bought a Warden. or if you're looking for some cheaper storage. Because
oh, yeah. A lot of people do
that. A lot of people buy an extra character slot for storage.
Right, and the glowing green skeleton seed will be leaving the store on Monday, November 7th. So right. If you want to pick it up,
correct.
Now is the time to do that. In CSTM news, we have the lead volume 2, book 7, and the Foundations of Stone side day.
Harperella gave us a kinship neighborhoods post this week that's very interesting. It's describing how Herkin, the Lonely Mountain Man, has made kinship neighborhoods by waiting for a new neighborhood to appear, and then her kin buying out the houses so that everybody that lives in that neighborhood are kinmates.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. It's a good tip, definitely. And let's see, we also had the Fellowship Walk winners announced for the Mad Cat's goodies. Yay!
Yeah, Teodrak of Silverload and Elodir of Vilya won the rats, the mice. Not, we didn't give them dead rats.
Well, we might have.
And Anhold of Elendilmere and Vonabor of Brandywine won the Triton headsets.
And lastly, but not least, I went ahead and put up a post about how we podcast right now. And I want to thank everybody who took the time for responding. I appreciate it. Except for the one guy who was a little bit poopy at the beginning.
Can you hear me now?
Can you hear me now? In community news, NaNoWriMo has begun.
I think it's NaNoWriMo, honey.
NaNoWriMo.
Because it stands for Writing Month.
RIMO sounds better. But this is National Novel Writing Month, where you can go ahead and the goal is to write a 50,000-word novel in 30 days. You can go ahead and click the link in there or look up NaNoWriMo yourself, and you will find tons and tons of stuff about it, because it's very popular.
It's very popular. I know that lots of people from the Lucha community like to participate in this, so I like to put out a reminder. I didn't quite make it. It starts November 1st, and I didn't post it November 1st, so sorry about that. But I did put a reminder out there for any of you guys who were like, oh man, I forgot. So
yeah. And Too Long Didn't Listen can now be found in iTunes.
Yeah, that's Merrick and Sip's new podcast about general gaming topics. It's not about Lotro, but they talk about Lotro a lot.
Well, yeah, because we both play. Because
you both play Lotro. It's like a common ground. So, yeah, that's now available in iTunes. Last time we announced it was not in iTunes. So if you were looking for it, it's easier to find now.
Yep. The Snowblind Lord of the Ring Games War in the North has been released, and I know that you can find probably quite a bit of coverage on MyMiddleEarth.net.
Yes, I believe so. And I know that Kitani ordered it.
Yeah, we're thinking about picking it up as well.
Mm-hmm.
And PAX East registration is now open for anybody who wants to attend. They have their badges set up on sale.
We are planning on attending.
We are planning on attending.
If my work will give me the time off.
Yes.
It may just be Mimic. They are not approving anybody's time off for anything.
Because they're a bunch of dorks. All right, so weekly poll this week has been about poll on mount emotes. The question was, what do you think about mount emotes? We had a total of 835 total voters.
Okay, 63% said that they will get the mount emotes only if they win them in the lotteries, which I have not seen any new lotteries for those, and I did not win any.
No.
So, sad face.
Will not buy.
21% say they may buy one or two. 8% said, I'm so excited, I will buy them all.
Well, that's cool.
5% say, I don't want them at all. And 3% said, other, leave a comment. And most of the comments were like, I'd like to win them in the lottery, and if not, I wish they would be available to earn a game.
If they're cheap, I may buy one or two just to play around with them, but I don't know. We'll see. Oh, Alphaman said he got a Mount Bell.
You need to show me that, because I have not seen that one yet.
Yeah, dude, what the hell? What?
Chop chop with the showing me stuff.
All right. And as a special surprise, we're going to bring on Howard, the writer of
Lotro Herald.
Lotro Herald.
And DDO Herald.
And DDO Herald.
For the we iPhone. Only care about Lotro Herald.
Just for the iOS.
The person whom you're trying to reach is currently unavailable. Please leave a message after the beep.
Let's leave a message.
Hey, Howard.
Howard!
What happened?
We're calling you.
I told you I'd bring you in just a minute.
Hello!
Was it not fast enough?
Like, come back.
I'm sorry.
Bye.
He will never talk to us again. All right. Well, obviously that didn't work out. Well, that stinks.
We do not practice for that message. That was just how we talk.
It is. I say random stuff and it comes out of my mouth.
I don't think that was an American phone operator. I think that was just like a Skype.
That is Skype's default operator.
Yeah.
She could be American. I don't know. I like to think of her as a recorded voice. So with that weird statement, I will head into Raise Your Glass. I'm going to push the tell crier button again.
Okay.
Everyone, please, raise your glass with me.
Psych, he's back online.
Yay! Hey, Howard. You hear us?
Yep, I can hear you guys just fine.
Oh, great.
Excellent.
So I looked at the last time that we talked to you on the show, and it was episode 7.
It's been a while.
It's like October of 2009. It's a little windy.
Yeah, that probably would have been shortly after Lotro Herald first came out.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, so what have you been up to since then?
Well, a whole lot of family.
Yeah.
A whole lot of, well, mostly Lotro, but...
What else are you playing?
Yeah, mostly family.
That's good. What else are you playing?
Right now, that's it.
Okay, yeah. Enjoying, you. If I remember correctly, you got a lifetime account for creating this beautiful masterpiece that we call the Lotro Herald.
I don't know if it's a beautiful masterpiece. It's kind of cut up the around the edges, I'm starting to see.
Oh, so I kind of wanted to talk to you about that. What are you doing? I know you have some plans. Do you want to share any of them?
Well, mainly, I obviously want to get it up to date a little bit further, and now that the iPad has been out for a year and a half now, it's probably time that I finally get around to building something that takes up the whole screen and not in just 2x mode. I'm actively working on that right now. It's taking a little bit longer because some of the new stuff that is coming out with like iOS 5 and in particular the way Lotro Herald works in the background, as far as, getting updates and all that kind of stuff. I've been learning how to add that kind of functionality into Lodrum Herald. So, like, if the game servers go down, you could potentially get a notification saying, "Hey, they went down."
Oh, that'd be cool.
You know, has been a request. I've had a few requests for wanting to see their in-game character, you know, in Lotro Herald, and right now I'm told that's not quite possible, but could potentially be, you know, something in the future. There's a lot of back-end work that has to happen for that, so I don't know, you know, when and if that will come about, but, you know, update it and add some more functionality to it.
Very cool. Well, I personally am excited to see what you do with it. I know that I would love to see it on my iPad.
I would too. That big, beautiful screen. Ooh.
Yeah. If there's anything that we can do to help, you just let us know. Other than coding, because you don't want me. You don't want that.
Unless you need your app to say hello world. So.
So what about in game? What have you been doing?
So in game, you know, I've been playing a little with the new Rise of Isengard. I had my guardian who was level 65, and I haven't quite got around to getting back into him yet, but I've been playing around on my Runekeeper and seeing what kind of changes happen there. He's level 67 now, and I just got to Galtrev.
Yeah, no kidding.
So, maybe my play hours are a little bit weird, but it's not excruciating. But still kind of, uncharacteristically slow in game, so I've been kind of skirting around the edges of that and only going there if I absolutely have to.
I've not yet experienced.
It's pretty interesting. It's a nice place. I mean, it's got pretty much anything you could want. But I don't know. It's an increase in the polygons and just actions and stuff that they've done to make it look more beautiful and more active have also slowed everybody down. And that's also where a lot of people hang out, so it can be a little annoying at times. But no, that's awesome, man. Sounds like you're really having a good time. How's the family? I know that it didn't seem very long after we had talked to you that you had had another little bundle of joy.
Yes.
she's going to be 2 on the 14th. It's kind of scary.
Wow. Yeah, it's crazy.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
2 already. Yeah, everybody's
doing fine. When you have a family of 8 kids, it gets a little hairy sometimes.
It sounds crazy. I have 1 toddler and she kicks my butt. I can't imagine it. You must be very tired at the end of the day.
Yeah, no kidding.
You cut off my mic.
I'm just lucky I have a great wife who gets to stay home with the kids, and so she makes all the difference.
Aw, that's very nice of you.
Very nice.
So, you actually had a reason for coming on the show.
Being the silly person I am, I forgot to, check with you guys and see how we wanted to do this, whether we wanted to create some kind of competition or, see if I can get back over to where you guys have the chat channel, and I don't know if you wanted to do some kind of contest or just give it away to somebody in the chat channel.
It's your code. You can do whatever you want with it.
Okay, so I guess for the rest of the listeners, what we've got is a legendary Rise of Isengard code.
Yes.
So basically it's a free upgrade if you haven't gotten Isengard yet. And along with that, you get Oh, the whole kit and caboodle, like three horses.
Three horses and all the cosmetics. Yeah.
All that crazy stuff.
Yeah, it's very nice of you to give that away, too. So, if you want, I mean, I guess the easiest way, though, usually the way we do live stuff is just to do random, just a random pick.
Yeah, I already had Alpha Band chat count the number of people in the chat room for us.
Okay.
And he didn't include you, or me, or Pinely, or himself. So if that's what you want to do, or if you'd rather do it through the blog, either is fine with us, Howard, whatever you want to do. Oh, he just joined the chat.
No, if we've haven't gotten Rise of Isengard, let's do that.
Okay, let's do that then.
Okay, let me pick one right now. Going to random.org. I got it. Alpha Man, thank you. Howard joined and he was like, oh, no, we have. I'm like, no, that's the guy giving it away. He doesn't count either.
We actually had two people just suddenly join.
Oh, okay. Well, they probably were listening live.
Probably.
Okay, well, I will up this to two more. Boop, boop, boop. And go. Okay, let me count. Kame is our winner. Oh, Calm. C-A-L-M. Congratulations.
Congratulations, Calm. All right. And he was one of the people who joined.
Oh, well, boy, you logged in at the right time. Congratulations. He's probably like, legendary, I need to get in the chat right now.
All right. Calm, if you want, you can...
I sent you a message in the chat, live chat room. Look on the left side. You should see a little envelope from Golden Star. You should message me. And we'll hook you up with Howard's code. So thank you so much, Howard. That was so nice of you.
Hey, right. No problem. Glad to share.
All right. Anything else that you wanted to talk about, Howard? Or
that was I'm super excited. He's so happy.
That's very nice of
you. No. I guess I just put out there. If any of the listeners have an iPad, I'm definitely eventually going to need some folks to take a look at it, besides myself, obviously.
Right.
If they want to, I guess, get on the beta team, if you will, they can get a hold of me through, probably the easiest way is to be to follow Lotro Herald on Twitter.
Okay.
Or it's at Lotro Herald, yeah.
Herald. And just send me a message there, and I will make the necessary arrangements to get back to you. And the chat channel keeps kicking me out.
It does that for some reason. It's a very temperamental system for some reason. Yeah, we're thinking about. Well, we're always looking for.
We're always looking for better. So if anybody has any suggestions, it's fine with us. So.
Yeah, preferably one that doesn't make you, register with the.
Yeah, we're trying to kind of leave it open.
Like okay.
If you want to chat with us, you can chat with us. We have permissions to kick you.
If anybody has, if anybody wants on the beta or. Even if they have an iPhone or an iPod and would like to see some of the new stuff on that end, they can contact me through Lotro Herald for that too. And of course, if they have any ideas on what needs to be or would like to be added to the app, I'm always open to suggestions.
Yeah, we have somebody asking how they beta test an app, and I would assume there's actually a number that he needs off of your iPad.
He needs your iPad's ID, like serial. You can get it from iTunes. It's real easy.
Yeah.
He needs that so he can authorize you to download it, and then he has a download site for you to download it from.
Yeah. And I got to say, Howard has been kind enough to let us take a look at rough draft of it, and it's actually pretty awesome.
Hmm?
I like it. I like it very much. I can't wait. Olivier's actually already tweeted you, Howard. She's very excited.
Yeah, people excited.
All right. Well, you're welcome to hang on if you want to. We're just going to run through Raise Your Glass.
And yep, we're closing up shop here.
You're welcome to give in any input and just stay on the line if you'd like.
Or if you have 8 baby hobbits screaming at you, you could go too. We don't want to make you stay if you're busy. But you're welcome to. Just let you know.
No, I'll just hang out. That'd be great.
Thank okay,
you.
Good.
I have a general question for you, Howard, that maybe this applies. So now with the Mac App Store, is there any thoughts of maybe expanding into the Mac App Store once that this is done?
You know, I kind of thought about that, but...
You're busy enough?
Yeah.
Well, if you're on your Mac, can't you just go to MyLotro?
It wouldn't be that hard to make a Mac app to do basically the same thing. But that would kind of, I think, limit it because, you know, people would obviously have to have two computers at that point. I would say it's not out of possibility, but not something I'm looking at right now. I think I want to focus on the iOS side, the portable side of it, and see what I can pull off there. And then when we know we've got it running like a champ there, then we can make a Mac app if there's still demand for it. No, what would really be nice is if Turbine blessed us with an actual Mac local client.
Yeah, we actually had somebody talk about that, and we got a brief explanation, especially from you and others about wrappers and stuff. It sounds like there's, you know, it's a little bit convoluted to get that running, unfortunately. So.
Yeah, it's definitely a long-term endeavor, but you know, I'd still like to see them do that.
Do you play on a Mac? Just out of curiosity.
I do, but I do it through boot camp.
Okay.
Mainly for performance.
All right. Yeah, I understand.
So yeah, I boot my Mac into Windows and do it that way. It's I've tried the client, and the Mac I have just does not have enough memory to be able to run it in a wrapper like some of the folks can.
Okay. Understood. Well, I was just curious. Thought I would ask since we have, I know you're very Mac-centric, so I thought I would go ahead and give that an ask. All right, cool. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and read some letters, and we'll get on with the rest of the show. Feel free to give any input at any time. Okay, so we got a letter from Farnham, and a poem from Farnham as well.
Yay, poems.
So, hi there, Golden Star and Merrick. Sorry, Merrick, ladies first and all that. It is probably a huge non-issue but here it goes. I noticed there aren't any armor vendors past Rivendell, light, medium, heavy, and outfitters. I'm always checking these guys out as I have a severe cosmetic addiction. I managed to slither my way into Galtreb, but there aren't any there either. Since I'm sort of an eternal low-leveler, I'm an altaholic as well, 11 characters on Withywindle. My highest character is level 47, so maybe I missed them somehow. Do you know if there are still some out there and where to find them? Big high five to you on your podcast. I'm backtracking all of them from number one, having a lot of fun in the process. Hope you'll keep it up for a long time to come. Cuddles to Baby Hobbit as well. Farnham, Redmayne of Dale, Withywindle server.
So, I don't believe that you're missing anything. The armor vendors pretty much peter off after, at the end of Shadows of Angmar, pretty much.
Level 50, yeah.
You're level 50-ish. Since then, Lotro loves to put stuff on barter vendors.
Or in the store.
Or in the Lotro store. Well, the store is fairly new. It's only a year old.
It seems with the Rise of Isengard, they really concentrated on making some of the normal armor look different, look a lot more special.
Mm-hmm.
Which has been pretty well received, I think.
Mm-hmm. So I told him to check skirmish vendors. There's actually a cosmetic skirmish vendor. They have a lot of skirmish cosmetics on it. I don't think the barter vendors in general, like the, you know, Enidwaith or whatever.
No.
They won't have cosmetics. But with Isengard, all any armor at all that you find anywhere, it can be a cosmetic.
Right.
It's no longer limited by your class limitations. My minstrel can deck herself out in full plate armor if she feels like it.
And it's not limited by level either or what you can wear. Or...
No, it's just if you can find it and you can put it on.
And another place that you might look is also in the auction house, although there is a nasty trend of people like buying something that like costs like 3 silver, dyeing it a different color and putting it on for like 30 or 400 silver or something obnoxious.
Really?
Like that. Yeah, I've seen some people do that.
But you can just, okay.
Yeah, I know.
You can dye it yourself or you can wash it.
So this is the poem from Farnham. Farnham, captain out of Dale, on a proud steed in the vale, over field and his hill, his gaze, folks all frightened in a daze, with a yell and press of spurs, bolting out onto curs, brigands shouting, weapons bare, surely one man wouldn't dare, flashing broadsword, silver gleams, gushing blood in many streams, brigands crying now in dread, see their fellows lying dead, Farnham, captain out of Dale, on an errand in the vale, folk still sing of Bree, of him in Bree, of Farnham, captain of the free. Excellent. So thank you very much for doing that.
You can send in more poems if you want to our lost text segment on the site.
Yep. We'd be happy to feature.
You know, short stories. It doesn't even have to be, you know, lengthy or whatever. Short stories. You know, a novel, like Raiden did.
Yeah.
Poems, any of that is acceptable. You can send them into podcast@casualstroltomotor.com with the lost text as your subject so I know what it's for and not just you sending me a random story.
Exactly.
The next email is from Sensor of Crook Hollow. It's, hello, CSTM. I just wanted to drop you a line to let you know. You guys always help me keep me sane. I enjoy listening to old episodes of your podcast as I run around in Middle Earth. Just wanted to let you know I've recently started a Lotro-related blog called Sincere's Lotro Library. I would love it if you would take a look and tell me what you think. Thanks in advance. Sincere of Crook Hollow, and his blog is lotrolibrary.wordpress.com.
Yes. I went ahead and took a look at it. It looks really good, although I felt really bad because... So he sent us the email and he didn't include the address, and I wrote it back and he said, oh, I can't believe I did that. And I'm like, it's okay. That's fine.
Happens all the time.
But he wrote a post about it.
Yeah, he wrote a post about how he forgot to send us the URL.
Oh, it's fine. Don't worry about that. I've done stuff like that all the time. I do it at work all the time.
Do it all the time. I'm telling people, oh, you forgot to send the attachment.
Or I'm just like, can you do this? And they're like, what?
Do what?
What's it?
Oh, I found out that the shortcut key for send is Control S for Outlook.
Oh.
Which I hit on accident. I was like in the middle of typing and I hit it on accident. I think I meant to copy paste. And it sent the email half done. Email gone. And I had to send another one saying, here's the rest of my message.
Okay. So, hi, Golden Star and Merrick. So, I'm a level 72 ward on Brandywine right now, and I've been unable to obtain enough allies to keep me supplied with stuff. I started looking into more advanced crafting, and it seems to take some serious cash or time, which I don't have. My warden main is an explorer, and my tailoring isn't very high. I don't have any way to make substantial cash to level up my tailoring or my alts on crafting, who are all pretty far behind. I was wondering if you guys have any advice. Martimir of Brandywine.
Thank you.
Whew. Really, it is all about either one of those.
I don't know. I'm out of this. I don't know anything about legendary items. How about you, Howard? You're a legendary item knowledger?
No, not really. I don't know enough about legendary items than I should.
So, let's see. As far as alts go on crafting... To get those guys ahead where they are, really what I've done is just gather up resources as they go and put in shared storage or put on a unified alt on where I can get that. And I don't recommend buying them on the AH because they're usually pretty expensive.
Are they?
Yeah.
Even now? Just like junk ones? Or
They might be, but you know that's the place you can
look. Is Martimir looking for specific stuff?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
As far as getting money. Skirmishing is a good way. Doing the epic quest line is really good. Skipping deeds, because they'll sell your junk stuff. Make sure that you always have enough bags, that you're not dropping stuff or leaving stuff on corpses.
I have to do that quite often.
Anything else that you can think of?
No. Yeah. I get most of my legendary items from your alts. Because your alts are going, you have like 2 million alts and they're just killing everything and they're like, oh, a minstrel, whatever. This goes to Golden Star.
Yeah. It's nice.
So I've never had that problem. I'm sorry.
Yeah, unfortunately, I can't, I mean, other than just going through skirmishes or, you know, you say that you're an explorer, if you're not keeping that stuff, don't sell it to a vendor. You try and sell it on the AH and, or go do...
I've never tried to sell it, have you?
No.
Oh, okay.
But I know it's possible, because there's people who do it all the time. And
I have bought stuff. Do you go to the AH?
I have, yeah.
I cannot tell you the last time I went to the AH. Oh, yes, I can. It was for an Ails and Tails. I wanted a specific color dime. Yeah.
Alpha Man also says if you're in a, you know, if you're a kin, you can ask for extras, or if there's a place where you have extras. Other than that, you know, if we're totally missing the mark, send us another email. We'll get back to you. As far as leveling allies, I will possibly have a tip on that. It might be a little, no, it's perfectly. It'll apply to you too. So
okay.
See if we can get that going. All right, and player achievements. You can leave a comment on our player achievements post that go up each Friday, and yours could be read on the show.
Yes, look for the post and leave a comment. That's pretty much all there is. I pick people at random.
Yep. All right, you want to read the first one?
Suzerain of Landerville writes, my lore master Suzerain hit level 75 and kindred with Dunlin this week. Okay. Oh, 73. Not 75, sorry. Did I say 75?
You did.
Oh, I'm anticipating your whim, Suzerain.
That's right. Glorborn of Snowborn says, this week, the United We Stand kin successfully eight-manned woman, the Prince and Pony, Daniel Galore and Necromancer's Gate, 12-man skirmishes, Amon Sul and Ringwraith's Lair, here we come. Yay, no more pugging. I'm wearing a huge smile today. That's actually really good. You can get some good stuff off of that.
So they're doing 12 bands with eight people?
Yeah.
Wow.
Very good. That's awesome. Congratulations. Nerf those guys.
No, nerf I'm whatever they down. Are. All of them. Just, well, actually, just says eight. Nerf them.
Re-rolling on Snowborn right now, putting in application for yes. United We Stand.
Beep. Please accept this noob.
Please.
Bellabrin of Vilya writes, I'm insufferably proud of my minstrel, Marigold of Vilya. She hit level 75 for real. I didn't say that one. And successfully healed her first three raids. Pride comes in because she did this with no endgame gear, having only her starter book and mace, 4,100 morale, and a tank who aggroed everything in sight, half the time including the mobs that should have been on the other tank.
Very nice. Right, Corbin Varachi says, hey, Corbin Varachi! Corbin reached 72 this week, battling the various evils of Dunland. At 71, he sacked all his level 65 legendaries in favor for 70 plus weapons. And oh, what a difference it has made. The sheer damage output on a simple third age is 71, is 30 to 40% higher. Felt very powerful this week, and look forward on taking on Isengard next. Doom, doom, doom.
The emphasis was Merrick's, not Corporal Brachi's.
Yes. That was a dramatic reinterpretation.
Oh, I hear a baby hobbit. That was Howard's baby hobbit, not our baby hobbit.
All right. Thank you to the following people for the donations this week. Stephanie H.
Nicholas F.
And Sandra D. How can people contact us? Actually, how can they contact
Howard? Yeah, let's do Howard first.
If they want to.
Probably the best way to reach me is on Twitter at, you know, Lotro Herald, or they can send an email to Lotro Herald at oddduckcomputing.com.
Excellent.
I did read your email, Alvier. She's saying that I didn't read her page turners one because you sent me a picture. Pictures don't translate well over audio. She found she did the library.
Yes.
And found a cap called the Page Turners Cap, and she sent it to us because of our other podcast, the Page Turners Club.
Yes. It is actually very cool, and Golden Star wants it.
I want it now, so I have to get to 75.
Yay, she'll go to the library. Yay.
Is Howard on Google Plus?
Yes, I am on Google Plus. You can find me there.
Yeah, it's some crazy, crazy long URL with random numbers and letters.
You can email it to me and I'll just put it in the show notes.
Okay.
All right. So how can people contact us if they want to?
You can visit our blog at casualstrolltomordor.com. We welcome your email to podcast at casualstrolltomordor.com, or you can leave us a voicemail at 520-261-CSTM. That's 2786. We're available to follow on Twitter and Facebook. You can leave us a review. You can leave us a message. You can leave us a review on iTunes or on the Zoom Marketplace, and we would really appreciate it. And you can listen to us live every Saturday at 8. What is wrong with me? 9:30. I was in Central Time.
That's right.
9:30 p.m. Eastern on the Middle Earth Network Radio.
All right. Excellent. Thank you, everybody, so much for listening. Howard, thank you for coming on. We really appreciate it.
Oh, no problem. Thanks for having me, guys.
Anytime, man.
Yeah, thanks. And thank you for the code. Okay. Colin was very excited.
Right. So, Howard, say goodbye to the wonderful people.
Good night, everybody.
Have a great one. Good night.
Night.
You've been listening to A Casual Stroll to Mordor. For more information, go to www.casualstrolltomordor.com or visit us on mymiddleearth.com. That's mymiddle-earth.com.